I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's exiled crown prince visited Germany this week, continuing his campaign for political change in Iran. Edwin Abnus with Heart for Iran says that in these political tensions, the team holds to a few guiding principles.
We want to make sure that our approach is Christ-centric, and we want to make sure we care about the good of the nation rather than siding with certain political opposition.
Under Iran's Islamic theocracy, Christians are seen as enemies of the regime. Abnus says that a ceasefire can give space for the government to refocus on internal control. Iran's now 56-day internet blackout is only a fraction of what the regime crackdown has meant. Yet for Iran's underground church, connection with the outside world is critical for discipleship. Pray for endurance, open communication lines, and emotional resilience for Iran's people and Heart for Iran's team. Meanwhile, April 27 through May 1, software developers will join together across the world for Unfolding Words Hackathon to solve the current toughest technological problems for Bible translators, says Birch Champion.
A hackathon is a time for developers to come together and think about problems that are on the horizon. In our case, a week of time dedicated to just focusing on a tough problem and coming up with software solutions.
Developers will focus on four main problems during the event. These problems can vary across regions. A solution that works in one area of the world may not in another. And that's why they need people across the globe working on these problems. Developers interested in getting involved can register at hackathon.technology.bible. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.